T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
The attorneys for Christine Blasey Ford initially said she was prepared and willing to testify that she was sexually assaulted by Brett Kavanaugh more than 35 years ago. But now they say she won't testify until the FBI investigates the allegations.
If the senators who have come forward and said they want to treat this seriously mean that, then they'll have an investigation. She's not prepared to talk with them at a hearing on Monday. There shouldn't be a rush to a hearing.
Now, the Senate Judiciary Committee scheduled a hearing for Monday for both Ford and Judge Kavanaugh to testify, but Ford's attorneys say an investigation will ensure that the crucial facts in the case are assessed in a nonpartisan manner.
Uh-huh.
Well, Chairman Chuck Grassley is pushing back on that, saying in a statement, Dr. Ford's testimony would reflect her personal knowledge and memory of events. Nothing the FBI or any other investigator does would have any bearing on what Dr. Ford tells the committee, so there is no reason for any further delay.
What a circus.
Yeah.
What a circus. Oh, come on. This is so transparent.
Yeah. This is.
It is ridiculous.
This is embarrassing. It really is. It's embarrassing.
I mean, this is just paper thin.
Yeah.
I mean, it's ridiculous. I mean, okay. What we essentially are arguing here is that the FBI is already attempting to establish that the FBI has a de facto veto on who gets to be the president. They're really literally acting like a fourth branch of government. And now we're trying to establish what? That the FBI gets a veto on who the Supreme Court justices are? I mean, they get to pick that too. We can't do anything without the FBI. Can't move forward. Can't. Everybody's got to be investigated. And it wasn't clear, Lee, if the Democrats were asking for the Hillary investigative standard here, where they cleared Brett Kavanaugh 4 weeks ago before she even came forward.
Right.
Without even hearing any of the facts or talking to any of the witnesses, or if they're requesting the Trump investigation standard, where we make up evidence in order to get inside the organization committing fraud in the process, because we want to be so thorough that if we have to commit fraud to get into the process, boy, we'll break the law to make sure justice is upheld. Wait, that doesn't make any sense, does it? I'm not sure which standard they're asking for here. I mean, if they're willing to accept the Hillary standard, then we're done here.
Yeah.
Just write a memo. Talk to no one, look at nothing, investigate nothing, and we're done. We're finished.
And then maybe meet with the accuser's spouse or partner on a plane somewhere and discuss that issue.
On the tarmac,
yeah, exactly.
Preferably. Right, not under oath or anything.
Yeah. And talk about the grandkids and golf, sure.
Sure, why not? It's really, all of this aside, it's really frightening to see the way the Democrats are beginning to attempt to use the FBI. It's really scary.
It will really scare me if this goes beyond the usual partisans, because you're not going to get any usual Democrat to deny that admit that this is not a completely transparent opportunity for them to try to block a nomination that they're very concerned about because of one issue, and that's abortion. You're not going to get them to admit that. But if you start to hear some of the wimpy moderate Republicans and some independents who claim that they are neither Democrat nor Republican and they have no allegiance to any party whatsoever, if you see some of them starting to believe this and this being a concern, then I would worry, because then it's becoming effective. It may not be true. It may not be accurate. And I do not think it is for one second here. But as far as these accusations are concerned, but if those people are beginning to be impacted, then this could have an impact on the election. Oh, wait a minute. We're trying to influence an election here, aren't we?
Yeah, absolutely. And to pretend otherwise is a complete lie.
Yes, it is. It is.
A complete lie. And I got to ask, does a credible accuser behave like this?
Now, a federal law enforcement official tells Fox News it is totally inappropriate for someone to demand a federal investigation into 35-year-old allegations when Blasey Ford won't go under oath and can't remember key details such as when or where the alleged assault occurred. But Democrats are also now demanding an investigation and a delay on Judge Kavanaugh's confirmation vote.
Yeah, I think even the Possum Kingdom Police Department would tell you, no, there's not a chance of this happening. That's just move along here.
Ironically, I would actually trust the Possum Kingdom Police Department to investigate this more than I would trust the FBI or anyone on Capitol Hill.
Yeah,
let's hand it to them. They'll get it done.
Yeah,
they'll have it done by Monday. I bet you. Not too hard. Let's see. She won't go under oath. She won't sit down for an interview. She won't answer any questions. She's got nothing to say. All right, we're done here.
Yeah.
Awesome. When you want to file a police report, give us a call.
Right.
We're moving on. I mean, think about this. That is the level of ridiculousness. Wants to hurl accusations from behind her lawyer. Won't come out in public to talk about it. Won't sit down with the committee to talk about it. Refuses to go under oath. That's a real confidence-inspiring thing right there. You know, I mean, if this had happened to me, I would be telling everybody who would listen, under oath, not under oath, whatever you need.
And this is somebody who basically gave information to a senator in July.
Right.
And now, 2 weeks after, or a week or so after this has come to light and has been put out there at the last second, is not willing to talk to investigators in the next, 5-6 days about something that happened 35 years ago.
Look, this is all, you can even hear with the way her attorney is talking about this. It's all about delay. That's the only thing going on here. Takes 60 days to clear one of these guys with the background checks and everything that has to be done and getting everybody the information. And they have no way to clear another candidate for the Supreme Court before the midterms. That's all that's going on here. And it is grossly unfair to Brett Kavanaugh that his reputation has been smeared this way by a person who does not want to go under oath and will not even sit down and talk to the committee behind closed doors.
Why don't we have a House committee, a House Ethics Committee meeting about Congressman Keith Ellison and his accuser and how she's being treated, and see if she's willing to talk Monday. I'll bet the House Ethics Committee may have some time.
Well, she would. She's looking for anybody who will listen to her. Do you realize how absurd this is? Keith Ellison is the number two in leadership in the Democrat Party. Okay, yesterday, the number one in leadership in the Democrat Party, head of the DNC, Tom Perez, came out and demanded that we have a hearing on this and an FBI investigation. Everything be stopped and for the investigation and all of that. Okay. Mr. Perez's number two in charge is Representative Keith Ellison, who's been accused by his former living girlfriend of domestic violence, not just by the girlfriend, but by the girlfriend's son, who, has seen the videos of his mom being dragged by her feet off the bed, dumped on the floor, basically body slammed down to the floor. And this is the kind of thing, allegedly, that Keith Ellison does. Now, she, unlike the Kavanaugh accuser, told four contemporaries about it, has affidavits from them. And get this, she also told her therapist about it extensively when she got counseling from her therapist for recovering from domestic violence. And the therapist has released her notes and records of the multiple therapy sessions dealing with the breakup with Keith Ellison and, you know, dealing with her getting past the violence and not accepting that kind of man in her life again. Is she making it up? I have no idea. But these two cases are exactly similar.
Yeah.
This accuser, Keith Ellison, has more documentation than the accuser, Brett Kavanaugh, and nobody wants to do anything about it.
Not only that, though, the Democrats are going out of their way to smear her social media and in the news.
She says that she, and here's the irony, that she is a party faithful Democrat. She is drinking the Kool-Aid. She's down for the struggle. She said she's tried to get people in the party to believe her. They will not. And she said they have tried to intimidate me and shut me up.
Yeah.
Can you imagine if the accuser of Kavanaugh said, oh, Republicans have tried to intimidate me and shut me up? People would go wild. That's okay. So, I mean, I guess if you're a Democrat, man, there are upsides. You could slap your woman around all you want, right?
Apparently so.
Yeah, and nobody cares.
If you're a congressman, a ranking member in the top echelons of the Democratic National Committee.
With taxpayer money.
Yeah,
do that. Hey, I wonder if she was ever paid off with taxpayer money. Because you know they have to sign the form to get the cash.
Yeah.
The guy said they're not going to tell anybody. Oh, she's telling people, so maybe she didn't take the cash. I wonder if she knew there was a cash payout that she could have gotten for that.
I'm sure Congressman Ellison will have one of those fat cat Democrat donors be able to slide him a little cash under the table there where they can take care of that. But
what this shows you beyond a doubt, that they don't care about women. They don't care about women being beaten. No. They don't care about women being beaten by their own men. They don't care. Doesn't matter. You only count as a human being if you are useful. If you are the opposite of useful, you just don't count. Are you a helicopter parent? Or maybe you were? Well, that's so yesterday. The new trend. Oh, I can't imagine the generation of kids this is going to produce. The new trend in parenting your children. Lawnmower parenting. Have you heard of this? This is according to ABC News, so it might be true. That's when parents mow down any person or obstacle that might keep their kid from having the best life possible. You know, helicopter parenting has been huge for the last, you know, what, decade or so. But for a lot of parents today, you know, hovering over their kids is not good enough. So now there's a term for even more extreme method of parenting. It's become a big trend today, lawnmower parenting. You know, I hear about this. Every time I talk about this on the show, you know what I get? I get texts from employers, managers, employers, business owners in our audience about, oh my God, I cannot go through the hiring process now without the parents. They're getting in touch with me. They're emailing me. What does Johnny need to follow up? I talked to the management of a camp that my son attended. I was just talking to him. I was telling him what an amazing job they did running it. Anyway, I got to talking to them, and I was talking about where do you find these wonderful counselors? Because most of them are in their late teens and early 20s, and just the most impressive group of young people I've seen in a long time. And they said, well, you know, we weed them out, and one way we weed them out is the one, you know, if a parent contacts us during the process of them applying, they're done. They are done. I said, well, what if it's not their fault if mom intervened? Well, you know, they ought to have mom on a leash. These parents will interview. The parents will go and apply for them and say, Johnny doesn't have time to fill out the application. I cannot remember anybody doing that growing up. Anyway, it's, you know what else bugs me too? I've seen this from a couple of teachers. I don't know if you've seen this, if you're a parent interacting with teachers or if you've sensed it, picked up on it. But teachers are hesitant. They kind of brace when they have to tell a parent, you know, your child did something bad or your child might not have behaved in my class or what. It's like they brace for the blowback. Not against the child, not to the child, to the parent. It was interesting. I was at the open house, and I've seen this with many teachers. I was at the open house for Crash. As you know, Crash is a character. And so we've had to straighten out Crash on a couple of occasions, and he straightens out pretty nicely when he sat down and talked to. So the teacher was saying, she's made a comment to another parent who was there for the open house. I was standing there at the end waiting to talk to her about some stuff. And about she'd had problems with some of the kids. She knows, wow, this class is a great class, but there's four or five of them, man. They're practically out of control in the lunchroom. And she was describing some of the stuff they were doing. And when she was done talking to the, you know, to the one, she said, you know, one of the kids, he's the youngest in the family. He's got a lot of older sisters. That's why. And when she was done, I said, that's not my son, is it? I said, is that my son? Has my son done any of that? And she kind of went, like, she kind of just braced up, like, you know what I mean? Like, I you know what the teachers will tell you. If there's a discipline problem, you almost can't go to the parents because they will blame it on you. They will come at you. I've had several teachers tell me not only, you know, when I told the parent there was a discipline problem, did they come at me? They then went to the management to complain about me because my kid was out of control in their class. And I said, listen, that's not me. Not in our house. No, we are the regime. We rule with an iron fist. If there is ever the slightest problem with my child, please let me know and I will straighten it out immediately, which means I'm going to Rambo Loco and he'll straighten out immediately. Which is a fearsome thing. Yeah, he does scary dad much better than I do scary mom. But I see such evidence. I mean, these teachers are afraid to go to the parents now because they don't know what kind of explosion they're going to get. She appreciated that, by the way. It wasn't my son. She said, no, he's great. He's been a leader in the class. I was like, oh, way to go, Crash. Better than last year when you showed the whole cafeteria your superhero underwear. He didn't know he was in kindergarten. He thought they were cool. He wanted to. She'd just gotten them for Christmas. He wanted to show everybody. Not appropriate. But we didn't have any problems after that. I straightened him out. It was the only problem we had last year. But he's a clown. I know how he is. So I stay on him. Texter writes, I thought those were tiger moms. I think this is even more extreme than tiger momming. Texter writes, lawnmower parents should be a psychological diagnosis. I agree with that. Texter writes, no reasonable prosecutor would bring criminal charges against Clinton, Kavanaugh. Yeah, fill in the blank there, right? Texter writes, I can't read that. Texter writes, good morning, Kara. Kara, all right. I'm Tara. And Lee, pertaining to the Ellison domestic violence case, which is actually a crime, why are not the local authorities investigating that crime? Is it in a Democratic city? It is. Or county, and they won't investigate it? I don't understand that. You must not have been listening to the show for very long. Welcome. It's exactly how it works in a blue city. Justice is dealt and investigated and handed out according to partisan affiliation. Wrong affiliation? No crime. Texter writes, Tara, does it surprise anyone that Keith Ellison likes to beat his women? No. Texter writes, why is the law not arrested Ellison? Sounds like there are plenty of grounds. And it is uncanny, the parallels between the Kavanaugh accuser case. She's demanding, and the Democrats are demanding that the FBI investigate before she testify. See how they do? This is a hostage situation. But if she doesn't get to testify, then they're not hearing out the woman because they're sexist. But she refuses to testify. I won't even go under oath until there's an FBI investigation. That's a hijacking. That's a ransom situation. It's brilliant, though. I mean, I wish our side would spend even 5 minutes trying to cook this kind of stuff up. I am amazed. I am continually amazed by the high-level intelligence strategy on the left side, as absurd and ridiculous as it is. So the Democrat Party right now is literally demanding the FBI investigate this woman. At the same time, they're ignoring the abuse victim of Keith Ellison, who has identical documentation. She went for a long time to her therapist about the beatings by Keith, trying to get out of this lifestyle she was in of allowing men to beat her and hooking up with those same kinds of men again and again. And many women deal with that who've been domestic violence victims. So where are the demands that the FBI investigate Keith Ellison? It sounds like he might be a danger to other women in the halls of Congress. I'm worried. I'm concerned, right? Is that not the proper thing to be at this point, according to the left? Then again, you got to wonder, if Keith Ellison, were to drive a woman off a bridge in the back of his car who couldn't swim, and then instead of calling police to come get her, just left her there to die and drown. Would anyone care about that either? Probably not. Those are big shoes to fill. I mean, Teddy Kennedy was lauded as a hero after he did that. That's called manslaughter in many states, but he's a Democrat, so nobody cares. Oh, by the way, did you hear this? Dianne Feinstein, who brought all this forward, the senator, says she can't even vouch for whether Christine Ford's telling the truth about Kavanaugh.
This is a woman, and I really believe, who's been profoundly impacted by this. Now, I can't say everything's truthful. I don't know.
What a flake. She's been profoundly impacted. She could be lying to me, though. But she's been profoundly impacted. All right, this is unbelievable. I know it is. It's unbelievable. Listen to this. If you're just waking up this morning, this Brett Kavanaugh thing has gone to the level of complete, just utter absurdity. Christine Blasey Ford. Blasey, I don't know, whatever. Demands to be heard. The Judiciary Committee Chairman Chuck Grassley goes, okay, come testify on Monday. We formally invite you. She says no. Sends her attorney out to say that she will not testify until the FBI does a thorough investigation. She's not going to do it. Okay. When asked why she's not doing it, her attorney claims that they were trying to make Ford testify at the same table as Kavanaugh. And that would have, this is the statement from the her attorney. While Dr. Ford's life was being turned upside down, you and your staff scheduled a public hearing for her to testify at the same table as Judge Kavanaugh in front of at least two dozen U.S. senators on national television to relive this traumatic and harrowing incident. So she says, well, you know, they scheduled me to appear at the same time as him. I'd have to see him again, and I can't do that. Spokesperson for Grassley, Senator Chuck Grassley, said that is absolutely false. They were never scheduled to testify, sitting at the same table or at the same time. This is a pretty bold and very inaccurate assumption. Professor Ford and Judge Kavanaugh were never going to testify on the same panel at the same table. So she tried that first, and then she's saying, well, I got to have an FBI investigation. I say, let's do it. Yeah, we want a Hillary investigation where they cleared her 3 months ago without talking to any witnesses, putting her under oath or do. Oh, by the way, she's refusing to go under oath, too. That's all very confidence inspiring, right? That is exactly how a victim who just wants to be heard behaves, is it not? But you got to you have to realize. And all of this sounds so absurd. You're probably throwing your hand up and going, why on earth are we even listening to this woman? Why are we talking about this? You have to realize the propaganda they're using on the other side. They keep their followers, their listeners, and their viewers dumb. That is their job. They're not talking to you anymore. We all watch Fox News. We know what's going on in the country. Their job, I kid you not, the mainstream media, I am more and more fascinated watching them every day. I've been watching more and more mainstream media. I used to only do a little. So what I could take... And now I'm like, wow, it's almost emotional abuse, the broadcasting. Their job, literally, they have so much contempt for their viewers. Their job is to keep half of America stupid, literally uninformed stupid. You watch, the more of their news you watch, the dumber you get. If you don't watch anything at all and you don't watch the news, you are better off than having watched these people for, you know, weeks, months, years. Because if you do that, you have so much fake and false information, your entire worldview has been skewed. You would be better off to just turn the news off, never watch it, you know, never read it, and then just don't vote. You would do better for the country and yourself. Listen to this. This is the kind of thing that's being run wall to wall on mainstream media television.
Of course.
By the way, Senator Mazie Hirono on why men should just shut up about this. Just shut up. Well, I don't know who's going to do the talking. I mean, if the accuser won't testify under oath, and won't show up, I don't know who's going to be talking. But the men are supposed to shut up for some reason. And she's not talking. I don't know who's going to be talking.
Of course it helps that there are women on that committee. But you know what? I expect the men in this country and the men in this committee, and many of them, believe me, because we all signed on to this letter to demand an FBI investigation. But really, guess who's perpetuating all of these kinds of actions? It's the men in this country. And I just want to say to the men in this country, just shut up and step up. Do the right thing for a change. Okay, you can see I'm a little upset by this, you know, the unfairness of it.
Unfairness. Well, but this could be the Democrat Party's midterm message to men, honestly.
Guess who's perpetuating all of these kinds of actions? It's the men in this country. And I just want to say to the men in this country, just shut up and step up. Do the right thing.
Just shut
change.
Up.
Okay, you can see I'm a little upset by this, you know, the unfairness of it.
Okay. She demands to be heard and then refuses to talk when given the opportunity, ? Well, then that's the end of the whole matter. In a rational and logical environment, yes, it would be. But we're not in a rational environment because half the country is systematically lied to on a daily basis about what's been going on here. That's where all this is coming from. So you're always like, why? This is so obvious. We're done here. She won't talk. She demands to talk. She won't talk. She won't tell us her side. We're done. Let's confirm it. No, half the country doesn't know 2/3 of what I just told you in the last 45 minutes. And so confusion ensues. People get really angry. They don't even understand what they're angry about. That's the job of the mainstream media. Texter writes, She's supposedly so terrified of Kavanaugh that she can't stand to look at him, but she's apparently followed his career and protest and something closely. Who scorned who? Good question. Texture is, I'll bet the Democrats are buying witnesses as we speak to corroborate Ford's claims. Yeah, wait for that. That's coming. Texture writes, Ellison's case is a matter for the local police first, not Congress. Once he's arrested, I am sure Congress will take action. Kavanaugh is different. It's Congress's job to advise and consent on life, on a lifetime appointment to the Supreme Court. Well, no. Why would the Kavanaugh situation not be a matter for local police? The FBI has already said there's no federal crime here. Well, I don't see the difference. I don't. I mean, this guy, if Ellison was just some guy, that would be one thing. He's not. He's the number two in leadership in the Democrat Party. He controls the direction of a party that rigged the election so that Bernie Sanders would lose. Remember all those coin tosses where it became statistically impossible that Hillary kept winning them? You remember that? I mean, it was worse than the Patriots stats, which are also statistically impossible. I mean, it was insane. So you think having a guy like Ellison in charge of a party that, you know, leadership admits they rigged the primary so y'all couldn't have a say? We're just going to brush that off the local police. Just leave them in leadership. It'd be fine. I love the double standard. I love it. You know what I love about you trolls? You don't care about women, do you? You don't. I'll just brush that off on the local police. It doesn't matter. Good morning. Hey, the good news is it's Wednesday, right? Which means by noon today, you'll be halfway through your week, which means you're halfway to the weekend, which is awesome. So there's always that to look forward to, right? Texter writes, good morning, Tara. This lady's allegation against Kavanaugh is totally staged. Just wait until the next woman comes forward. There's going to be a chain reaction the Democrats have staged. They're just waiting to see how this lady's allegation unfolds and how long they can delay Kavanaugh's confirmation. Then the next woman will come forward. That is exact. Because, yeah, you come forward now, man. You put your face out there. You can go do a media tour. You're going to be famous. You can have instant fame, probably money, if you come forward. Now, just make anything up. And there are people out there willing to do that. In fact, they're counting on it. Now, this is all about delay. Again, it takes 60. This is all you need to know the math. It takes about 60 days to background check a candidate. Over 1,000 questions were submitted to Kavanaugh. He had to answer them all. I mean, you know, it's all this stuff. It's 6 FBI background checks. All that kind of stuff takes 60 days. They know that. If they can scuttle this nomination, they can hold off a Supreme Court nomination while they have a chance to take the Senate. Now, think about this for a minute, okay? If the Democrats know the Kavanaugh nomination is scuttled, what are they going to do in huge numbers? Turn out. Because the message will quickly reverberate in the primary. We have to take the Senate to block a Trump nominee on the Supreme Court. I guarantee you they've already got the talking points ready to go on this. That is a huge turnout tool for them. So see, this is not just about, women should be believed or not. Don't get caught up in the mucky mess of that. It's all fake. Don't bother to waste your mental energy on it. All you need to understand is 60 days. That's all you need to understand. Because the second that they can peel off 2 to 3 GOP votes, all it's going to take, and you got people out there like Jeff Flakey Flake, that won't be hard. Susan Collins. People like that. You peel off 3 of those votes, guess what? Kavanaugh goes down in flames. And there's not time to confirm another one before the election. Now you got a Democrat talking point. Man, that is bona fide. That is like a nuclear bomb. You must vote or you're not going to be able to get an abortion. Because, you know, abortion is like a sacrament to the left. It's the sacrament of their religion. There's going to be huge. So you got to come out and vote for abortion. No, it'll work with that. I mean, this is the turnout bomb for them. But they got to kill the Kavanaugh nomination. And then all the focus will be take back the Senate to stop a Trump nominee. It is so transparent. Texture writes here, I am related to Dr. Ford. Please let her know I'm a distant cousin, and when she gets the $1 million book deal, could she please remember me? Nobody's going to read that. Texture writes, how can men shut up and step up at the same time? I don't know, Senator does not explain. This is Senator Mazie Hirono.
Guess who's perpetuating all of these kinds of actions? It's the men in this country. And I just want to say to the men of this country, just shut up and step up. Do the right thing for a change. Okay, you can see I'm a little upset by this, you know, the unfairness.
Shut up and step up. But the woman who brought her forward, Dianne Feinstein, won't even vouch for if it's true.
This is a woman, and I really believe, who's been profoundly impacted by this. Now, I can't say everything's truthful. I don't know.
Huh. She's been profoundly impacted. She could be lying to me, too. But let me assure you, she's been profoundly impacted. You know what that reminded me of? That is textbook case of what Rush says all the time. The first time Rush said it, I thought it was one of the most brilliant things I've ever heard. What did he say? It's the weight of the charge that matters. Not the details, not the truth, not whether it ever happened. It is the weight of the charge. If it's a weighty charge, it matters. I mean, so they're flat out saying, we don't know if it's true, but we're going to have to hijack this whole thing. Yeah, we're going to say, yeah, she is sorry. Trump's not going to get another Supreme Court nominee. She might be lying. We don't care. It's the weight of the charge. Right there. Right there. Rush ought to play that today. 800-347-1063, text line 71307. Texter writes, Senator Chuck Grassley should tell Ford and her attorney that they don't run the Senate, and if she is not going to testify under oath, the matter is mute and take the vote. Yeah, it's that easy. It's not any harder than that. Texter writes, the difference between Ellison and Kavanaugh is one actually happened and the other didn't. The FBI and DOJ won't investigate because they know it is a lie and would end the narrative. That makes sense. The FBI and DOJ won't investigate because they know it is a lie and would end the narrative while embarrassing and exposing the Democrats. They wouldn't be able to do this as easily in the future. Yes, but the FBI don't have to substantiate anything. They just have to drag their feet. That is the most disturbing thing about this to me. Is they're just automatic now they turn to the FBI because they know it's not a law enforcement agency anymore. So it is a corrupt goon squad. It's a corrupt goon squad. You bring the FBI. I mean, what was the first thing Feinstein wanted to do? Get justice for the victim? No. Have her heard? No. What about her? Why are we going to have an FBI investigation of Kavanaugh? We all know how those go. Right? And she wasn't talking about the kind where they would have cleared Kavanaugh 3 months ago without hearing from any witnesses. You know, the kind Hillary got. No. She means the Trump kind, where we disregard all Fourth Amendment rights, pretend we don't need evidence of a crime to get a warrant, make stuff up and commit fraud if we have to, because no one cares. That kind of FBI investigation. Folks, I'm telling you, they are weaponizing the FBI. They are weaponizing the FBI. FBI is going to be... You know what they're trying to do? They're trying to give the FBI a veto on the Supreme Court.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.